Hello, my name is Dr. Sarah Hutchison, and I'll be presenting data that we looked at for maternal depressive symptoms and prenatal antidepressant treatment on internalizing and anxiety behaviors in children, and this is a 12-year longitudinal study. So just a bit of background information, about 10 to 20% of women experience depression or anxiety during the prenatal period. Often these women are treated with an SSRI, antidepressant, and some research has suggested that prenatal SSRI exposure has been associated with increasing internalizing and anxious behavior in children ages 3 to 6 years of age. However, we don't really know if these results will be found in older children. Based on this existing research, we expected that prenatal maternal mood would be associated with persistently high levels of internalizing and anxiety and children at 3, 6, and 12 years, even when accounting for prenatal SSRI treatment and concurrent maternal depressive symptoms. For this study, we had 191 mothers with and without SSRI prenatal treatment and their children. In terms of our measures, we collected some demographic information. We also used clinician-rated measures of depressive symptoms at the third trimester, 6 and 12 years postpartum. We also asked mothers to report on their own depressive symptoms at the 3-year time point only. And then at all 3 time points, maternal reports of internalizing behavior and anxiety behaviors were also measured. So we can see our descriptive statistics here in table 1. And when we conducted the analyses, we found that prenatal depressed mood, not prenatal SSRI exposure, was associated with longitudinal patterns of higher levels of internalizing anxiety behaviors across childhood from 3 to 12 years of age. We did some follow-up analyses and conducted a series of hierarchical regression. And at each age, hierarchical regression showed that prenatal maternal depressed mood compared with concurrent maternal depression or prenatal SSRI exposure explain a great proportion of the variance in internalizing anxiety behaviors. So we can see this kind of summarized in figure 1. So we can see that over time, from 3 to 12 years, that prenatal maternal mood explains more of the variance in children's behavior compared to especially concurrent mood. So that would be mother's mood at the time of assessment. And as we can see, that prenatal SSRI exposure doesn't really explain anything really significant in terms of children's behavior over time. So in conclusion, we can contentively conclude that the development of children of depressed mothers remain disproportionately at risk. And in terms of next steps, we'll be following up with this cohort one last time in 2022 to see if these internalizing and anxiety behaviors continue into late adolescence and early adulthood. Thank you for your time.